Letters to Daniel, Volume 4. Letter 164. Lucian Freud, Revealing the Reprobate Mind. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2013. In the first month, on the third day of the first month. 21 November, 2012. Dear Dan, my wife, M, likes to watch various shows on TV that document how things work, or are done, or cooked, and about people in history. So it was that last week, I happened into the family TV room just as she was watching a show like that. I started watching at about two-thirds into the show, but as I watched, I knew the Lord wanted me to see what was being shown. This particular show was a biography of Lucian Michael Freud, the grandson of Sigmund Freud. Lucian Freud became a painter who for a while specialized in nudes. His paintings are revelatory in that Satan was using Mr. Freud to boast of his, the devil's, works in humanity. On the show that I saw, and in the course of further research for this letter, I discovered that Freud's nudes were of grotesque humans, male and female, all obese. But the one that was predominant on the TV show that the Lord wanted me to take note of was of an obese homosexual male. This painting was of an actual man, an obese homosexual, who modeled in real time for Freud while he painted the portrait. Later, as I thought about this before the Lord, he began to tell me that the power that inspired the painting was, is, the power that rules the reprobate mind. And I was reminded of the recent dream I had titled Nice Looking Man, Letter 128A. This power, then, at least for me, is the target du jour in this year of Christ our King, 2013. Blessings, R.C. Theophilus.
Walking down the street.